Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Good news is that Pastor Andrew Brunson has been released and is now back in the United States. He also had a momentous moment when he bowed on his knees in the Oval Office and prayed for President Donald Trump. We're going to be talking about the situation on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of barbedwire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, Pastor Andrew Brunson, his home church is in Montreat, North Carolina. He graduated from Trinity Evangelical Divinity School. He lived in Turkey for 23 years with his wife and three children without any incident whatsoever. And there in Turkey, he was the pastor in Izmir, Turkey, of Izmir Resurrection Church. He began to apply for permanent residency in Turkey before his arrest, and then he was imprisoned on October 7, 2016, and he later was charged with having a membership in an armed terrorist organization, and had he been convicted, Matt, he would have faced 35 years in prison in Turkey. But on the day that he was going to have one of his hearings is the day that it was announced to the world that he was returning home to the United States.
Yeah, and to God goes all the glory here, although he certainly appears to have used President Donald Trump as his tool of action in getting this done. And as President Trump pointed out, there was no deal struck, no deal made. There weren't pallets full of cash sent over in order to secure Pastor Brunson's release. I think President Trump just has developed a bit of a reputation over in the Mideast and elsewhere, in Turkey and elsewhere, that he is not to be contended with.
Yeah, he's a go-getter for sure. And, you know, just think about this. Pastor Brunson was just going in to renew his visa. And then he was arrested. He was put in a cell, which normally holds like eight people. And he was joined by about 20 other people in the cell, spending 24 hours a day with very little opportunity for visits or trips. But I commend our Trump administration, particularly our ambassador at large for international religious freedom, Sam Brownback. He made several trips over there on Brunson's behalf. And this administration is really putting their words into action, I would say.
Yeah, and Senator Tom Tillis, he also is from North Carolina, where he was resident. He was a U.S. and is a U.S. resident living in North Carolina, but also had been in Turkey for ministering for 23 years, seeking permanent status there. In April, on April 16, 2018, was his first day of trial. And that trial was attended by the North Carolina Senator Tom Tillis and the U.S. Ambassador at Large for International Religious Liberty, Sam Brownback. That trial had been kicked down the road several times and rescheduled several times. The last scheduled time for that trial was October 12, 2018. And instead of being on trial that day, it was that day that it was announced that he was going to be released. And Turkish President Erdogan had suggested on several occasions that he would be agreeable to a swap of Pastor Andrew Brunson in exchange for a Turkish cleric currently residing in Pennsylvania. Trump, of course, does not trade,
right.
Does not pay.
Right.
And now we're at, what, at least 18
yes.
American prisoners from Turkey to North Korea that have been released under President Trump's administration.
That has to be a record.
That's,
you know,
amazing.
Guys?
That's incredible.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Can you imagine Pastor Brunson? Here he is in Turkey, has been a prisoner for 2 years. Within 24 hours, he's in the White House.
Yeah, I mean, he's literally
surreal.
Scheduled for the continuation of his trial, October 12th, mm-hmm. facing the charge that he was a member of an armed terrorist organization, the consequences of which he would have been in prison for 35 years, already having
right.
been in prison, lost 50 pounds, starting to lose some of his health because of that.
Of course, all the charges
changed
are bogus.
To house
yeah.
arrest because
yeah.
of the declining health. charges were trumped up. Here's a pastor who spent his life 23 years in Turkey, pastoring a church, ministering the gospel, and going on trial for being a member, allegedly, of an armed terrorist organization. Of course, that was because he was effective at what he was doing, sharing the gospel. There's no way that a pastor who loves the Turkish people, who gives his life to bring Jesus Christ, would become a member of an armed terrorist organization to create violence. And it was trumped up.
Yeah, and yet he came back and continued to emulate Christ. He was the pillar of forgiveness and grace, and then prayed for President Trump in the Oval Office with a powerful, powerful prayer.
Yeah, he goes from Turkey
to
the Oval Office within 24 hours. A Turkish prison to the Oval Office within 24 hours. And then he asked the president, could he pray for him? And the president said, sure. And he got down on his knees, put his hand on President Trump's shoulder, and said a prayer in the Oval Office for President Trump. President Trump said, I'm sure I need prayer more than anybody here in the room. And certainly with all of the attacks that President Trump has faced, it really is mind-boggling when you see the accomplishments of President Trump. When you see people saying that on the world stage, President Trump has made the American people in the United States of America a laughingstock, and yet the results are completely opposite of what the liberal media says. No one in history, no one in 20, 21 months is ultimately responsible for the release of American hostages from places like North Korea.
Right. They've been there for years. Yeah.
And that's what's happened. That's just one of many things. It's because of the respect and the tenacity of this president and his administrative appointees to ultimately make America great again, to ultimately not leave our hostages in hostile territory.
Yeah, we've seen, I have at least in my opinion, I've seen such a transformation in President Trump. I kind of view him sometimes as almost a Cyrus. He was this kind of secular guy that the Lord, you know, clearly had his hand on. And to see the transformation and his openness to work with Christians, with evangelicals, with Catholics, but really the softening of his heart and his openness to God, I think, is on display. And it's also the fruit of his labor is evident in his extensive pro-life, pro-family record that in just two short years that he has established.
Right, and he is a business person, a very good business person, and his business is making America great again.
Yeah, and now going to Pastor Brunson, certainly we all rejoice, no question about the fact that we rejoice that he's home. But think about it from Pastor Brunson's standpoint. It's sort of a sweet and sour type of situation. It's sweet that he's released. He certainly complimented the president that he was aware of how much the president was working to get him freedom. He's back with his family. He's free. He's out of that prison. But also he's out of the ministry that he was a part of for 23 years. Now, he can do something, I think, probably from afar, but he was the pastor of this church. He loved the Turkish people. His mission was to bring the gospel of Jesus Christ to the Turkish people. And that, no doubt, ultimately got to certain people that tried to create these trumped-up charges of people who were Muslim that were converting to Jesus Christ and accepting Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. Thus, the reason for the trumped-up charges to stop him. But now he's not able to go back to Turkey. He's not able to be with the people that he has pastored, mentored for 23 years. If he goes back there again, he's going to be arrested again. So pray for the ministry that he began in Turkey, for the Christian community, not just what he was involved in, but our Christian brothers and sisters that are in Turkey, that are in some of these sensitive areas around the world. Liberty Relief International, our humanitarian support ministry arm of Liberty Council, helps persecuted Christians around the country. Also, we are providing some resources to people that are victims of the Hurricane Michael in the panhandle of Florida in southern part of the United States. pray for our persecuted brothers and sisters. If you want to be involved in helping them, certainly you can pray for them. And also, you can help in providing humanitarian and spiritual relief as well. LibertyReliefInternational.org is our humanitarian arm. You can go to lc.org for more information. Pray for the Ministry of Liberty Council as we continue to advance religious freedom, the sanctity of human life, and marriage and family. For more information, visit lc.org. Go to our donate page. There you can learn more about how you can donate and pledge regular support to the Ministry of Liberty Council.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org. Call us at 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Council. The website again, lc.org.